Good morning and welcome to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. I'm Cindy Sweat and my friend Yasmin Adams is on the phone with us this morning to talk more about all kinds of interesting ways to approach mental health. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. I'm happy to be sharing another week with everyone.
We are so happy to have you sharing another week with us. What is your topic for today?
Today is a fun one. Today we are making dopamine menus. So let's kind of break that down and talk about first what a dopamine menu even is. We talk a lot about dopamine and serotonin and how to release those through activities. So just more specifically, dopamine is a neurotransmitter and it plays a role in reward systems like motivation, feelings of pleasure, learning, and reinforcing behaviors. And then the second half of that menu, you know, I think we're all familiar going to a restaurant and getting a menu. So kind of putting those together, we're going to talk about appetizers, main courses, desserts, and specialty items. Yeah, so starting with appetizers. For a dopamine menu, your appetizers are going to be short activities that don't take much effort or time, that you can do when you are feeling low motivation. Some examples for myself that I can think of are things like making a cup of tea, doing a face mask, or pulling out my yoga mat to stretch.
So that's your appetizer. Less effort and doesn't take a lot of time. So that's kind of tiny bites.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, anything that you would think of as an appetizer in your life, Cindy? For your dopamine menu?
You know, sometimes when I get home from work, I just like to grab a drink, whether it's a cup of tea or I like those lemon San Pellegrino drinks. And I'll just go sit on my porch swing just for a few minutes and just kind of relax. Would that qualify as an appetizer?
100%. Low effort. It doesn't take you much time. It's relaxing. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Thinking about a main course activity, this one is kind of something that would be more energizing, I would say, or even uplifting, anywhere from like 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Some things that I can think of would be, let's see, I know like long walks, we talk a lot about getting outside, getting in nature. I would consider that a main course because it's energizing, you're getting vitamin D. It takes a little bit of time depending on how far you're walking. Another thing we've talked about is phone calls with our loved ones. I feel like that can be a main course because I think when I talk to my mom or my brother or dad, that's pretty energizing for me afterwards. And sometimes it does last a while.
Good
Any
man.
Energizing activities that you can...
Well, just... jumping off your phone call idea, yes, for a main course, I call my mom, and that's always a long conversation. And then also, Sunday's the day that I go visit my dad, who's in long-term care. Sunday is kind of my connection day, and I do walk away from that feeling good.
Yes, I love that. Another thing that I thought of is this would be a good area to also add new hobbies. Usually taking time to learn something new, creating those new neural pathways, something energizing. I think that would be good as well.
I like that. New neural pathways. I need to find a new hobby. I love my hobbies, but I need to find a new one. Wake up my brain.
I have the opposite problem. Sometimes I think I need to slow down on my hobbies and, you know, stick with one for a little bit longer than a month.
Okay.
And then, of course, after a good full main course, we're thinking of desserts. This part of a dopamine menu is something fun that you might do in moderation. Some things I think of are like binge watching a TV show. I'm not going to do it every day, but in moderation, that's something fun to do. Or things like online shopping or going out to eat to a restaurant. The way I like to think about it is like chocolate cake is good, but five slices of chocolate cake isn't that great.
Right. Right, exactly. All right, and what's your last item?
Yeah, that is specialty items. So these are big things that might require more planning, things such as an out-of-town trip, going to a concert, even something simple like booking a massage. This one could really range depending on person to person. I feel like this one could be really personalized. I know for myself, most of my specialty items are concerts or festivals or something fun and big. And everyone has different things that they would consider fun and big.
Right. For me, that would be a trip, but not everybody likes to travel.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. I love this idea of a dopamine menu.
The main encouragement when it comes to making a dopamine menu is to really just have that to rely on when you don't know what to do, you don't know how to get yourself out of that rut. Either putting it in your notes app on your phone, writing it in a journal to look back at. So when you're in that headspace, I am feeling low, I don't know what to do, there's nothing for me to do, you can go back and look at that list and think of all those things that you thought of earlier.
Sometimes when we're feeling down, it's hard to just kind of dream up something to do, even though maybe you know you should. It's just really hard to act on it. So I think that's great to just have a note somewhere.
I also wanted to share some fun facts that I've learned about dopamine while I was doing my research. This one, I was not aware of this before. Dopamine, it can be related to Parkinson's disease, characterized by degeneration of dopamine-producing neurons, which leads to tremors, stiffness, difficulty moving, which is just that lack of dopamine causing that in older age, which I did not know before. Also relating to the brain, dopamine plays a role in learning by reinforcing behaviors that lead to positive outcomes, relating those learning skills to the dopamine release that you get when you achieve something, that positive outcome. So all in all, just closing out, I encourage everyone to make their own dopamine menu, really personalize it to yourself and what you know you will enjoy, rather than writing it down physically or even visually, and even sharing this idea with your loved ones, encourage them to make one as well.
Thank you, Yasmin. This has been a really fun episode talking about a dopamine menu. I'd never heard of this before, and I think this is another great idea from you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You as well. Talk next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Spent all this time trying to play now and find my way here. See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming, yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings.
In the dead of night, tells me everything will be alright. If I keep my head to the sky, everything is gonna be alright. Quiet whisper in the dead of night, tells me everything will be alright. If I keep my head to the sky, everything is gonna be sometimes it
hoping you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you built a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. Say they all add up.
Oh,
you got to hold on. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.